Up next from Improvised X-Files, Mr. Sean Price.
Hello, everyone. Thanks so much for having us. So I get very stressed out when I watch movies with people because I always want there to be agreement with me and everyone else watching the movie. If I really like the movie, I want everyone else to really like the movie. And if I hate the movie, I want all my friends to hate the movie as well. So I get really stressed out about that. So back in 2001, a movie came out called A Beautiful Mind. The Ron Howard film. Now, before I continue, I don't love A Beautiful Mind, but I do like it a lot. I do really like A Beautiful Mind. It's got kind of shit on the years since, but I support it. Anyway, me and my best friend, the whole wide world, Alex Aaron, went to see A Beautiful Mind together in 2001. And I watched it, really liked it. When we were walking out, I was like, that was really good. And Alex said, yeah, it was really good. And then that was it. That was the end of our Beautiful Mind conversation. Cut to 8 years later, me and Alex are living together. We're in film school together at the University of New Orleans. And I'm taking a screenwriting class. And one of the classes, we watch some scenes from A Beautiful Mind as an example of scene structure or whatever. And I went back to where we lived. And I was like, hey, Alex, we watched some of Beautiful Mind. I forgot how good that movie is. It's just a really well-made movie. And Alex was like, Sean, I got something to say to you. I don't like A Beautiful Mind. I never liked it. And that crushed me. Our friendship was in shambles, and at that moment, I was reeling from it. I was like, I don't know what to believe anymore. And because I'm non-confrontational, I just didn't bring it up ever again. I just went, oh, okay, and then went into my room and thought about it for an hour. Just thought about this for an hour. And so ever since then, every movie that me and Alex watched together, I have to, like, look in his eyes afterwards and be like, so what did you think of the movie? Example was a few years later, I moved here at this point, he stayed there, but that Terrence Malick movie, A Tree of Life, came out. Some strong opinions coming from the crowd. I really like Tree of Life. I really liked it a lot. And then I was home for the holidays and I brought it up. We were talking about our favorite movies that year, and I brought it up. Oh, I really like Tree of Life. And Alex went like, yeah, I saw it. And then he moved on to another subject, and I was like, in my mind, I was like, that fucking asshole. He didn't like Tree of Life. I bet he didn't like A Tree of Life. Why he would say he liked it if he did like it. But why can't he just say he didn't like it? Why not? But I didn't ask, instead of just asking, oh, did you not like it? I just was in my mind about it forever. And so, like, later on, I texted our mutual friend, John, and I said, John, can you ask Alex what he thought of... You ask Alex what he thought of Tree of Life, and he got back to me a few minutes later, and he said, oh, Alex hated it. And I was just like, I was so heartbroken about it. And I thought, I was thinking, why can't my best friend be honest with me about movies that about disagreeing on movies? Because there are movies that he likes that I don't like, but he'll never tell me that he doesn't like a movie that I like. And very recently it dawned on me why he doesn't do that, and it's because I am a judgmental asshole. If you don't like a movie that I liked, I will hate you for it. And I'm coming to grips on it. Like, I have good friends that have completely different political beliefs or religious beliefs, or they're total opposite personality types from me. I still love them, get along with them. But if they're like, oh, Bugs Life's my favorite Pixar movie, I'll be like, fuck you, dude. There's Wall-E, there's Incredibles, Toy Story 1, 2, and 3. You're gonna pick Bug's Life over that? Ugh. So that's why I get super judgmental. Like, me and my roommate went to see that movie Drive, like Ryan Gosling movie, a few years ago. When we came out, I was like, that's one of the best movies I've ever seen. And he was like, it was shit. And I didn't talk to him for a week after it. So I recently, I've tried to calm down about it and come to terms with it and realize that just because someone doesn't like the same movies that I don't like doesn't mean they're a worse person than me, or anything. And so recently, I went back home to visit for over Christmas, and I was talking to Alex, my best friend in the whole wide world, about our favorite movies of that previous year. And I was like, you know what movie I really, really love? Pacific Rim. This is like my top 10 movies of the year. And Alex was like, I didn't really like it. And I was like, that's okay. Thank you.
I was really looking forward to sharing my Bugs Life fan fiction with you guys. No, I don't know.